spend it. Okay, let's get on to the global watch feature that we have, where we look at a global story. And we're talking about South Africa and Turkey doing business together. My guest is Aboubakar Salim, who's the president of DEIK, or D-E-I-K, DEIK Turkiye, the South Africa Business Council. Aboubakar, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on the National Pulse.
You're welcome, Ashraf. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So explain to us this relationship. I mean, you're in South Africa, and this connection of increased trade between your country and my country. Tell me more.
Thank you so much. Sure. On Monday, we arrived with a 20 business delegation, which consists of a really high level of chairmen and CEOs of top 20 businesses of Turkey. The intention is to look at trade and investment opportunities through the similar organizations that exist in South Africa. So far, we managed to meet with the Black Business Council president team, as well as members, Bursa CEO and team, and as well as its members, Saki team, as well as its members, Johannesburg Chamber of Commerce and Industries team, as well as its members, and we met with BBSA and IBC to have more strategic discussions on what is the Turkish company's interest in related to investment in South Africa, as well as how could we build relationship for Africa. Mm.
So now, I mean, I take it all these meetings are set up through your embassy long before you arrive here, right? And that leaves me to the broader question. What is this relationship, this trade relationship between the two countries? What is it worth in rand or dollar terms?
So when we look at Turkey and South Africa, these two countries both considered as developed nations, as you know. So therefore, their numbers are not at the level that we hoped, just between $2 to $3 billion trade in between two countries. But we think when we analyze the industries where South Africa is strong, but Turkey needs assistance, versus Turkey is strong and where South Africa needs assistance, we think these numbers can be much larger, which actually is the trigger point whereby we go to our members in Turkey to say, come, let's go to South Africa and meet with the South African business people and look at the opportunities to expand. Ashraf, as you know, the world is changing. We're living in an era that there are so many new dynamics, unfortunate wars, and so on and so forth, which limits a country's ability to carry on having partnership or trade relationship with their old friends. We're living in an era that we all need new friends as countries and businesses. And we see this as a great importance for us to build this type of relationship in South Africa. And I have to add that a recent South African government actions in related to Gaza strengthen our drive to make sure that we bring more stronger delegation to South Africa and enhance business interest between the two countries.
Okay, and very quickly before we wrap up, I mean, besides at a high level of delegations, as you've mentioned, you know, people listening to us who are involved in smaller businesses, what are you looking for, and what should they be looking out for if they want to start doing business, collaborative business between Turkey and South Africa?
So we're meeting with many different industries that we think they could be exporting more product to Turkey as well, such as cosmetic industries. You have many small and medium cosmetic producers from either home, their small facilities where they're looking at markets through various organizations. So we're meeting those organizations to say, come, we will assist you to export more products in Turkey. Or we see some industries where it's still small in the infancy, but they would like to grow where Turkey has a much larger footprint in Turkey.
Yeah.
So we then introduce relevant companies to say invest into those companies which can be a manufacturing place for Africa as well as Turkey.
Okay. Here's the last thing in 30 seconds. Are there products of South African products that there's a short supply of in Turkey that means therefore a deal can be put together very quickly? Is there something that we have that you don't have that you need?
So as I mentioned, one of them is the cosmetic product, which we already dealing with it with various different industries. Always several minerals. The Turkey is a big buyer of several minerals, processed minerals from South Africa, which we looking at building, as well as several agricultural products, which Turkey is not a tropical country, like avocados and so on and so forth, where South Africa is the big producer that we're looking at assisting South African companies to export more.
Well, let's hope things work out both ways for both countries. Appreciate your time, Abubakar
Salim.
Thank
you so much for hosting me.
Thank you, President of the DAIC Turkey South Africa Business Council. And there you are. Nothing cosmetic about dealing in cosmetics. I mean, there's a good opportunity for you to do business with those in Turkey. Let's